This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down live in D.C., courtesy of USAA. Mm. We are getting ready for Army-Navy game tomorrow. And I'm enjoying D.C. so far, man. This is my first time in D.C.
Yeah, it's cool, but I mean, look, USAA, they work with the level of efficiency of a
military academy.
And yeah, they got us regimented to, like, there's not a lot of free time to just go explore the city. We are doing
we on the clock.
Army, Navy, on stuff, the clock,
which
baby.
Is fine, man.
Yeah, I love it, man.
Step off.
Yeah, no, they ain't boring at all. So yeah, I've been enjoying the festivities, and we're probably going to be doing some more later this evening.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to ask this, because John Lopez, I was kind of cracking up last night. Because so we was at the hotel bar, had a drink or two, and we was about to walk up to the room. Then we ran into
our guy from San Antonio.
Yeah.
Jason Minix.
Yeah. Jason Minix.
Yeah. Shout out to Jason Minix. And he was like, wait, y'all got to come back. Have one more drink with me.
He was persistent.
Yeah. Lopez was like, no, I can't do it. I got to call my wife, man. Like, come on, man. You can FaceTime her down here.
Yeah. I'm going to FaceTime my wife next to you two knuckleheads.
I thought that was the whole point of FaceTime.
Yeah. Not in a bar
just
with
FaceTime
you guys.
FaceTime people, yeah, in public, man, and let people know you have an iPhone.
I thought you was the man of the house,
not
man.
Not with you two hovering over
you
my
shoulder.
You should
have been like, woman, I'm having a drink with the fellas.
That's right. All right.
He was just like, oh, no. So it
he
got
wanted
me
to go to sleep. He yeah. wanted to go.
To be fair, there were a lot of factors. My feet were hurting from those shoes. I told you that. They were too tight. And I'd had two drinks, and I had to call my wife, and I was like, I've had enough.
Boo this man. Boo this man.
Yeah, but it got me thinking of different excuses people make to get off the phone or try to end the conversation.
Yeah.
So the ones the first one that came up to my mind was the, all right then. All righty then.
Yeah, that's a solid one.
All right.
Everybody knows. Yeah. Well, I was about to say everybody knows what that means, but not everybody knows.
Yeah.
What
that
means.
No, yeah.
You love the people, but you kind of don't love the
that's
people
mine.
That just keep trying.
All right. Let's go.
Lopez do that all the time whenever we in our show meeting, and Parker be sitting there like, yeah, I think that's all I got. He'd be like, all righty. Like,
not giving you an opportunity to say anything else.
He'd be like, all righty. Good deal.
You said it. I didn't.
Yeah. He'd be standing up with his backpack on. Good deal.
All right. We'll see you.
I'm like, damn, man. Hold on.
Hey, you got to be direct.
Yeah. What about this one? Hold on. My mama calling me.
Oh, see now, yeah,
I got to answer this. Let me get off this.
There's no retort.
You can't get mad. Yeah,
if mom calls, you got to answer.
You probably know they're lying, but there's still no. You can't say no. Screw your mom. You know.
Well, I mean, I feel like that'd be fighting it. At that point, exactly. There was something else happening.
What about this one? Girl, I got this grease on the stove. You know I can't be burning none. Let me call you back real quick.
The cooking excuse?
Yeah, the cooking excuse.
That's a solid one.
It's not my go-to.
I need to lean on that a little more.
Yeah, but you can't do that with barbecue. We know that you don't need to get that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, just leave it. It's cooking slow and slow.
Yeah, yeah. You could talk and chew gum at the same, or yeah. You could walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah.
This one is my favorite one because my wife's grandmother used this all the time. Mm-hmm. Every time she called, she'd be like, hey, I got to close this garage. Let me call.
Close the garage?
I got to call you back.
Mm-hmm.
Close the garage?
Her excuse is, I got to close the garage. I'm going to call you back.
That's a new one on me.
Yeah, yeah. She felt like the garage is open. She got to close the garage.
Very unique.
That's interesting. Like, what does the garage supposedly have a mind of its
own? I know, yeah.
Is it opening?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, when older people get older, they just say whatever. They don't give a damn.
But that's the thing. Is like, if you're going to say whatever, just be like, all right, bye now. Right? Like,
yeah.
Why create the pretense at that point? Just be like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
Yeah. What about this one? I ain't going to hold you.
That's
I ain't gonna hold you.
That's
you know
mine.
What? Yeah. You know, I'm gonna let you get back to it.
I'm gonna let you go.
Let me let you go.
Look, I want to stay.
Yeah.
No, let me let you go.
I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm gonna let you go.
Yeah,
let
me
let
you go.
I done talked your ear off enough. Let me let you go.
What about this one? Let me get these kids together. Let me call you back.
Kids are acting up. Kids are acting up.
Man, I got to get the kids. No, your kids is grown. What you mean? Your kids don't stay with you? Let me get these kids together. They over here acting the fool.
There's some solid text coming in on the text line. Somebody said, hey, I've got to go. I pulled up here as they're sitting on their couch. That's a good one. Just like, hey, I'm coming up. Somebody said, I tell my girlfriend, okay, babe, I got to hang up now. That's pretty direct. I'm hanging up
now. I like
now.
It. I yeah. like you know. That.
And then 281, as a truck driver, my go-to is, hey, I'm getting called into this weigh station. Ah, see, plausible deniability is the name of the
game.
That's
a great one.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, see, now, you're going to different lengths. 713, put your phone in airplane mode. It shows up as a dropped call. But here's the thing, right? If it's a drop call,
they're going to call back.
Somebody's calling back.
Yeah.
You got to keep it in airplane mode at that point.
Yeah. Sorry, my phone died at that point is what you're doing.
What about when you on the phone with somebody, you going to a place, and then you pull up to the place? Let me see what they talking about in here. Let me call you
back.
Oh,
you know what I do sometimes.
Let me see what they doing in here. I'm going to call you back.
Because we do so many of our conversations. I do anyway. While we're in our vehicle. You know, that's when usually if I'm at home, I'm just texting. But if I'm going to talk to somebody, it's while I'm driving. I'm just, you know, nothing else to do other than drive. But when I want to get out of that, I was like, oh, man, I'm pulling in right now. I'm pulling in. Let me get back with you. Yeah, I'm pulling in right now.
Yeah. The one I use pretty often is, man, let me see what she want, man. Let me talk to her. She want me to talk to her. So
Gotta talk to my wife.
Let me get off this phone. I actually had to do that one time.
That's the point of having a wife, though, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. She's the scapegoat.
It's the perfect excuse for pretty much anything, right? You don't feel like going out with your boys? The old lady don't want me to go.
You think she's going to let me
do
that?
You know what? Wait, hold on. Wait.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What was the reason that Lopez gave us last night?
Yeah, I got to talk to the old lady.
I did.
Wow.
I
got to use his wife as an excuse.
I got to talk to her, man.
And to God. God.
It was one time I was sitting next to my wife, and she was on the phone with somebody for a long time. And she like, oh, yeah, Edward, he's here. Let me call you back. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm like, I don't want nothing. You can keep talking. I'm good. She was like, she started hitting
me. Yeah, don't blow up her spot. She found it out.
I'm like, I'm cool. I'm like, you keep talking all day long. I'm having a good time right now. You keep talking.
Oh, 281, you're savage. They said, I just hang up mid-sentence.
That's actually a good play.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
That's
and
a
then
good play.
832 is pretty solid. This is Jimbo H-Town who said, you do the All right, then.
Yeah. You know what I hate? That, and this only happens, it seems to me, between women, more so than, because guys don't want to spend a lot of time on the phone, just generally speaking, in my experience. They'll have, like, long pauses in their conversation, like they're trying to think of something else to say.
Yeah.
Like you know, my wife will be talking to my daughter, and it's quiet for, like, 20 seconds. Oh, what about blah, blah, blah? I'm like, dude, you're just forcing it now, man. You're just forcing it. Like, if there's a long pause of no conversation.
That's when the all right then.
That means it's
all
over.
Right, then. All right.
That means it's over.
Yeah, no. Man. My mother got me with the all right. She do that all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes she'll call me and talk all day. I just let her go on. But whenever I'm calling to check in, I'll be like, hey, what you doing? Oh, nothing. Yeah. All right, then. I'm like, I'm like, wait, hold on. Don't try to rush me off the phone. Like, wait a minute.
She said, you asked the question. I answered.
Yeah.
Complete. We have done it. We did the thing.
Yeah, I'm like, you over here acting like your daddy. That's what your daddy used to do.
But. One of the things that I realized only recently, one of my homeboys, and we were like, you know, you have some friends that you talk to a decent amount to. Like, that's one of my homeboys is one of the ones that we'll get on the phone. But I know when he's done because he'll start an appointment for the next call, which isn't actually an appointment, but it's just to let
to
me know.
Get out.
He's like, all right, bro, I'll catch you next. I'll call you in a weekend. Like, you're not going to call me on a weekend. You just want to say we done here, which is fine.
What'd you say?
Real quick, I got a text on the bat phone here. My go-to is, wait a minute, is that a monkey or a squirrel? I got to go see what this is.
Oh, man.
Like, they're looking in their yard. Is that a monkey or a squirrel? I got to go see what this is.
See, y'all are doing the absurd ones. I don't like you. Yeah. Like, somebody was like, I got to go. The Queen of England just walked in. Don't do that. I will call you back and cuss you out. Don't do that.
Yeah. All right. But salute to everybody with all the fine excuses.
Yeah.
But the Rockets got a W against the Golden State Warriors.
Wait, what was that? Let me hear that one more time. Mm-hmm.
The Rockets got a W. Over the Golden State Warriors.
You'd love to hear it. You sure
do. Man. And look, I think people still kind of on a high. I know they're going to Vegas to finish off the Cup.
NBA Cup. Semifinal game tomorrow versus the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah. So the night they won that game against the Warriors, man, I was so happy for Rockets fans. And particular one Rockets fan. So shout out to Brado and Will.
Yeah, man.
Do a fantastic job on Spaces after the games, after the Rockets games. They do a really good job.
And I think they podcast and, like, do more than just the Spaces, but I think that Spaces thing really gets popping.
Yeah, I love following those two. But here's a Rockets fans fan on Spaces that night, and he was feeling a little bit emotional.
Bro, like, I'm so dead ass, bro. Like, we finally beat these, bro. Like, bro, first of all, I want to say fuck you to Steve Kerr, you bitch ass. You low key racist ass, hoe ass. You named your son Nicholas. So you can name your son Nick Kerr, you a bitch. Steph Curry, you too. You a bitch ass. Draymond, you donkey thief. Loud mouth ass bitch. Cry to the ref ass. You, bro. And also that Lindy Waters too. That's a girl name, bro. I never heard saw a name Lindy, bro. Also named Brandon Pazinski too, bro. Bro, what the Pods. Pods. Get your stupid ass down, bro. Buddy Hill, you look like the Bucky's logo with your big teeth.
Wow. Wow.
That last part got me, man.
How do you get so emotional that you turn into a roast? Like, that was the thing. It wasn't like, I'm so emotional about this that, like, I just, you know. But he was like, I'm so emotional that now I am Cat Williams and I'm going to fry the rest of you up. Like, that's the thing that happened there that I found was incredible.
First of all, I love the passion. It keeps us employed. But that's a lot of passion for a regular season game.
Yeah, man.
That's a lot of passion for a regular season game.
It was a lot of straight
losses,
man.
But it wasn't a regular season game. It was an NBA. Cup game. Okay. I'm telling you. Okay. Catch the fever, baby.
Okay.
NBA Cup.
Yeah,
let's
man.
Get it.
Called him a bitch. That's one of my favorite insults. When someone calls you a bitch ass. That's next level.
But you know what that was? Like, that wasn't just joy over winning. That was relief.
Yeah.
That was 15 times going up against this team and catching an L. And that was, like, that was needed over all that time. Because, as you said, right, as much as I'm, you know, I'm serious that, like, I think the NBA Cup is developing a situation with stakes that makes those games more important. we can't ignore the fact that those teams have, like, they have history.
Yeah.
And beating the Warriors meant something to that man, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Meant something real big.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's all I got, man. That's all I got.
You say all I got like you didn't give us another flawless iteration.
Yeah, that's all I got, man.